Neue Rettrichson, so war ich die best of them.
North best son, his name was Shem.
And from which of his sons did only trouble come?
Troublesome son, that was surely come.
Avram had two sons, whom did he chase away?
He chased out Ishmael for the back and he did play.
When Yitzchak married Rivka, how old was he?
When Yitzchak married Rivka, he was 40.
Boy, he really knows his stuff. Of all the sons of Yankee, who did he love the best?
He loved little Yosef more than all the rest.
Then Yosef's brother sold him, where was the place he went?
Down to Mitzrayim is the place that he was sent.
And why did Pharaoh give Yosef his ring?
Because he made Yosef second to the king.
Its marker in Mitzrayim was also called an ice. Which was the last one? I don't understand how you became so bright. You became a genius, mamish overnight.
It's hard to explain it, but I'll just say instead, it has something to do with what I'm wearing on my head.
Well, nothing can ever stop a boy who really tries. Now here's a fancy watch I'll give you as a prize. Keep up the good work and don't do any less. And now, everybody, it's time for your recess.
At recess, Lipa was surrounded by the kids in the class who were very astounded.
Lipa, you are always so dumb. Where'd you know all those answers from?
Well, I'm not really sure. It's hard to explain. But it feels like something turned on in my brain.
Just because he finally got a good mark, you're gonna hang around with him instead of going to the park?
It was the angry voice of Simcha Stark.
Who cares what he says? We'll miss our whole recess.
So, without even a thought that he might feel some shame, they left poor Lipa and went to the game. Lipa just watched the game get underway with two other kids whom they never let play. He waited and watched till the fifth and last inning, when Simcha's team was already winning. Ari, on the other team, left the game when he bruised his knee. And Lipa said,
"Could you pick me?"
The team captain said,
"I don't care whom we choose. We can even choose Lipa. We'll anyway lose."
When Lipa got up, there was one man on first. And his teammates all said,
"This kid is the worst!
We should have left Ari in, even though he was hurt.
That Lipa can't punch his way out of his shirt."
Lipa rubbed his yarmulke, his magic charm. He grabbed the ball tight and shook his arm. He said to himself,
"I sure hope that Kippa still works."
As he tried to ignore all the snickers and smirks. Then he threw up the ball with a flick of his wrist. And he punched the ball hard with the strength of his fist. The ball went sailing right out of the park. Above the head of Simcha Stark. Then, as Lipa slowly rounded the bases, a smile broke out on his teammates' faces.
"I don't believe it! We won! We won!"
"But on the young Cove, Lipa just hit a home run!"
They hugged him. They cheered him. They called him a hero. He was now a champ instead of a zero. Well, I suppose you can guess that Leapa became an overnight success. The captain in sports and the best in study. And now they all said,
"That Leapa's my buddy."
The first thing that he did was choose in every single kid.
Every boy now can play in every game. The good ones, the bad ones, they'll all be the same.
Hooray!
But Uncle Dovey, did the magic yarmulke stay on his head forever? Did Leapa ever lose it or never?
Well, aren't you clever? It was the night before the big test, the Grand Bechina, where the school each year gives a brand new bike to the winner. As Leapa was walking down the street, he thought,
"A brand new bike? Boy, that would be neat."
But as he was thinking of winning the test, a powerful wind blew out of the west. Then suddenly, Leapa yelled,
"Oh no! The wind blew my yarmulke off with a blow!"
He just stood there and looked with shock on his face as the wind blew that keeper off into space.
"Oh, what do I do now? What do I do? Without my keeper, I'm finished. I'm through. Again, I'm a failure. Oh, what could be worse than the dumbest kid in the universe?"
As Leapa sat and cried with despair, he thought that he heard a strange sound in the air.
"What? What's that familiar sound that I hear? Why, it's Yanko the Yarmulke Man, right over there. And he's coming this way with his yarmulke cart. Oh, Yanko, please help me. Please have a heart."
"Again you're sitting and crying and moping. Aren't things better the way I was hoping?"
"Yes, things were getting better and better each day. But a wind blew my magical keeper away. Now what will I do? What will I do? Without my keeper, I'm finished. I'm through. Don't you please have another one that I could borrow to help me pass my Bechina tomorrow?"
"What's the problem? I'm sure you'll pass. I think you'll get the best mark in the class."
"No! I'm going to fail! I'm going to flop! With my yarmulke gone, all the magic will stop!"
"Ay, ay, ay! No, no! The magic won't stop! I'll tell you the truth. I must admit that I actually tricked you one little bit. You see, that yarmulke that made you feel 10 feet tall, it really had no magic in it at all."
"No magic? It can't be. I became so much better. It turned me into a real go-getter."
"No, the reason you improved in school and in ball, it had nothing to do with that yarmulke at all. I'm telling you, it was a little trick to make you believe that if you make up your mind and you roll up your sleeve and decide about something, that you can do it. You'll find that there's really nothing to it. Because if you believe in yourself and you are confident, Hashem will help you 100%.
"You mean I don't have to be a flop? Even without the magic yarmulke, I could still be on top? In ball and in school, I could still be the best? and still get 100 on my test?
Of course, of course. The Yarmulke may be gone, that is true. But their real magic is, you know where? Inside of you.
That means I can still be as good as I want to be. It means I can still be the real me. Oh, is that ever great news? Yippee! The magic is not in a kippa. It's in me, Hananya Yom Tov Lipa.
That's right. It's in you, not in no kippa. It's in Hananya Yom Tov Lipa, deep in there somewhere down there. So, you keep getting better. You keep on improving. But, as for me, I gotta get moving. So, I gotta get going. What else can I do? I'll see you later. Some other time, I think.
But, Yanko, where are you headed now? Why must you go?
You see, I know that there are other kids out there that feel, you know how? They feel pretty low. They're discouraged, just like you are, my dear friend Lipa. And I think that they also could use my magical keeper. So, I'm on my way. I'll see you a different day.
And with that, he pushed his cart and was on his way.
Goodbye, Yanko. Come again someday. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I'll see you some other time. Goodbye. I'll see you later. Goodbye.
Well, of course, Lipa kept on improving in school and at play. And I think that it is safe to say that is the way he still is to this very day.
Why, Uncle Duffy, after that story, we all feel like champs.
Yeah. Why, I feel like I could lick 100 lions with my bare hands.
I could lick 100 stamps.
Yeah. I'm going to really study hard and believe net air. I'm sure my marks will get much better.
Uncle Duffy, I don't want to be a pest, but is there any way you could get me that magic yarmulke for tomorrow's Chumash test?
Nusi, I guarantee, as sure as my name is Uncle D, you'll pass that test with 103. Just get out there and do your best, and let Hashem take care of the rest.